Ooh, welcome. Welcome, YouTube. It's just me today. It's another solo session with Goddess. You know how I get without Rick, so let's go. This might take a smidge. Bum 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 bum. I did it. Okay, here we go. We're about to go live. Welcome to Sexual Frequency, a non-judgmental place where we can play, explore, and vibe into the new paradigm of intimacy and sexuality together. I'm your host, Goddess Lore. Welcome to our first episode of 2022. Feliz Ano Nuevo and a happy new year to you. Yes, you heard that correctly. Feliz Ano Nuevo. Tonight, we continue our solo sessions with Goddess as we bring our desires in our erotic energy to the forefront. For manifesting, where are you prioritizing your pleasure? That's what I want to know tonight. Where are you prioritizing your pleasure? Think about that, because that's going to be the theme for tonight, baby. But you know what it is? You know how we do it here? Before we get into it, we're going to start with the pre-roll. Have you been to D Slap's Beauty Bar yet? If you haven't, why not? You need to get yourself there, get yourself spoiled with their complimentary mango mimosas and variety of snacks. They got snacks for you. What other place has snacks for you while they work on you, baby? Your nails, your hands, your feet, your face, because they got milk baths for your feet. Oh, that always sounds so good when I say it. Like, can you just imagine your feet right now in a warm milk bath, just being touched, caressed, massaged? They also offer body sculpting and top quality facials for special customers just like you got to make sure you tell them that Goddess and Rick from Sexual Frequency and the Good News sent you. Make sure that you ask for Tiana or Mocha. They're located in Torrance. You can see their information on our ticker here and on our IG, baby, D Slaps. They are in Torrance and they are waiting for you to come and get spoiled and pampered. Yes. This show is also brought to you by a very special message from yours truly. Because this holiday season is wrapping up and you did all of your shopping for the nice people on your list. And now it's time to shop for the naughty people on your list, baby. Yes. And this includes, and it's especially for you, because I know you were out there spoiling everybody during the holidays and you didn't think of yourself. It's time now to think about you. It's time to up your exploration and your satisfaction, baby, with some crystal pleasure tools. Whether you're wanting to work on your grip game, ladies, or your womb healing with some yoni eggs, or if you're ready to plunge deep with our yoni wand, I mean, our crystal wands. Yes, those are so good and so yummy. Or if you're ready, it's 2022, baby, and I hope that you're ready. If you're ready to explore your anal pleasure portal, I've got some plugs for you too. Come on now. You know I got what you need. I got what you need. Me right here, goddess. Make sure you hit me up on Instagram at Lotus Hustle and mention Sexual Frequency for a 10% promo for the month of January, the whole month of January, because your desire is waiting. Oh, I also want to invite you to get up close and personal. Even though this is a pre-recorded show, I still want you to come and sit on my lap, baby girl, baby boy, baby they, them. I have room for all of you here. Yes, join us on YouTube at Lotus Hustle Life or TGN Latinx, where you could see this beautiful studio and you can get closer to feeling this goddess energy all over you. Oof. That felt really nice, actually. So y'all ready for the topic tonight? Because I got some really serious, hard-hitting questions for you. So last night, I was hanging with my girls from Magical Mujer Morning. Magical Mujeres, y'all know who you are. And we were doing our manifesting boards, our intention boards. And just being in community with women and sharing our process of what we decided to put on our board, it made me think of this topic because, you know, it is the beginning of the year. It's the first week of the year. And a lot of people like to use this time to like reset, refocus, think about like what the goals what are the goals that we have for this upcoming year? Like some of us like to make lists, create long-term goals, short-term goals, go back and reassess if we met our goals from the previous year. What are the steps that we're going to take to get us to where we want to go? Some of us create vision boards or manifestation boards or intention boards. Whatever it is that you're doing to kind of set you off right at the beginning of the year. A lot of us like to use this time, January, you know, to assess. Some people do it for their birthdays also. That's another time of year where we like to kind of assess, hey, where have we been the last 365 days? And the question that I had for all of you was, where does pleasure lie on your list of goals for 2022? Where are the places that you've purposefully and intentionally chose pleasure? And does it have the proper placement? I feel like a lot of people will put on their vision boards or on their goals a vacation, someplace relaxing, you know, maybe like a beach, depending on what your pleasure is. I like being in the sun. There's just something about just lying on a beach somewhere and having the sun on your body, preferably, you know, nude, but that's hard to come by these days, I think. But if y'all know any nude beaches, let me know. I'm in LA, the LA area. The only place I ever got to experience that was in Miami when I went to South Beach. And I think I talked about it on here before. It was just so liberating. And you can go topless, but that's about it. Anyway, I digress. So a lot of us will put pleasure in the category of like a vacation, right? Like we want a vacation. We want to go and relax. I feel like at the top of most people's list is usually like we focus on improving our body. A lot of people that are signing up to gyms or personal trainers, maybe starting new nutrition programs for the year. Or we want to like strengthen our minds either with like a new book, learning some new type of skills, improving in your job. Like, you know, how can you grow? How can you learn? How can you be better? Or maybe you want to be like, man, fuck my job. Like, I'm over it. A lot of people are quitting these days. You guys haven't heard. People are kind of like, you know, there's a backlash against this fake ass 40-hour work week. Like, the ridiculousness. But anyway, I digress. Or like we want to strengthen our spirituality. I feel like those are like basically the top like three of the tenets, right, that we focus on. So like maybe spirituality, whether it's like recommitting yourself to your faith, whether that's attending church or spiritual retreats, recommitting to your self-healing journey, whatever that looks like. But is there anything on your vision board around growing your intuition, around your intimacy? Like, what are ways that you can become an improved lover for yourself and your partners? Like, what ways can you actually be in unison with your body to harness your sexual energy? This is a hard-hitting question of the night, and I want you to take inventory. Let me know, where does pleasure lie on your 2022 goals? I want to know, baby, because you know pleasure lies at the top for me. I'm all about pleasure. I'm all about the senses. I'm all about learning and growing in all of those ways. And I want to encourage you to not necessarily, you don't have to be me. I don't want anyone to be me because, baby, there's nobody out there like me, okay? Why do I want to like break into singing like one in a million? But I'm not going to do that because I'm not one in a million. I'm one in one. That's it. It's just me. Okay, so let me go back to this because I want to know if pleasure's not on your list or where is it on your priority for 2022? Like, why isn't it higher? Like, why is it that your sexual desires and expression is not at the top of your goals for 2022? Because your sexual desire, like, that's a primal need that we all have. And it really is like a tool to really connect us to our body, connect us to source, whatever you consider source to be. It connects us to our divinity, our divine sacred energy, that sexual energy that we were all created from. Everybody was born from sexual energy, and it's just inherent and powerful and natural just inside of everyone. And it allows us, it's also a tool, it's like a conduit for us to connect with other individuals, whether it is our, you know, our spouses, our partners, our play partners, somebody who we're dating, who we're getting to know. It allows us to connect in the most intimate of ways. So why wouldn't we prioritize that? And not just that. I feel like a lot of times we as a society diminish what sex is, the power of sex and what it could be. We use it thinking that we're using it correctly, like the power of sex, the power to get what we want, the power to persuade. But that to me is more like power when it's not in a balance. The power that I'm suggesting is more power about getting to know yourself and your desires and how you can manifest that into the things that you want and how you can grow, how you can learn. So just like anything else in our life, all of the other things that we have like on our to-do list, on our board, evolves. And guess what? Like our sexual desires evolve too. They don't stay the same. So this is about also developing a skill set that is evolving and is ever changing. Like no one ever wants to get the same type of head for their entire lives. Like the level of interactions that you've had from when you first started your sexual exploration with other people has grown and has changed. You don't like the same things that you like when you were a teenager, when you were in high school. Like, sure, there's basic things that we like, right? But it's ever changing and ever evolving. So make it a priority in your life in 2020 to honor that part of you, honor that part of you that wants to be expressed, honor that divine energy in you that is all about creating and bringing about pleasure and knowledge and connection, insight. I mean, why wouldn't you want to do that? I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm not here to judge. You know, sexual frequency is a place where every part of you is welcome. Every part of you is accepted. But we're going to talk a little bit of a little truth today. I want you to ask yourself, like, how much do you value pleasure and sexual expression? Have you turned your pleasure into something that has to be earned? We hear this a lot, right? Like, oh, you need to act right before you get this pussy, or you got to work hard for this dick. That kind of talk makes me really sad. It makes me really sad. And I'm not saying that you should go out and you should, you know, fuck everyone. Hey, if that's what you want, go for it. Anything consensual, you know, I'm down for. But this energy that is so divine and is so powerful, when we start to manipulate it, it starts to lose what it's really about. We start to value it differently. Like when we let's say we're with our partner, maybe it's a long-term partner, you're in a long-term marriage, long-term relationship. It's like, you don't want to start having to pencil in sex. You know, you want to be able to prioritize and also spontaneously be able to connect with your partner in that way. And when you start putting conditions on it, when you start withholding it, it skews, not skews, that's not the word, it distorts the purity of that, of what that energy is. So that's just one example. Like, excuse me, I'm a little parched, give me a sec. So putting it as something that you have to earn, that's just fucked up in my opinion. Or there's like another side of it where it's like, are you so into like your grind mentality that you have to keep hustling and working hard and then you get to the pleasure? Like, you have to do all of these things before you can get to the pleasure. Whenever the pleasure comes, but when is it going to come if you continue filling your day and filling your time with work and grind and hustle? When do you get to experience that pleasure? When do you prioritize that pleasure? Because pleasure is not just pleasure for the sake of pleasure. And that, even that alone, though, is like so powerful and so important. But pleasure is a portal. Pleasure is a portal to getting to know ourselves, to connecting intimately with others. It's not just like, this is for fun. And this is sure, it's going to be fun, but it's going to be a waste of time. No, like, expressing and exploring your sexual energy should not feel like a waste of time. That's when, you know, depending on the partner that you're with. So choose wisely. I will say that. And then another scenario could be like, are you choosing to avoid intimacy because, again, like, it's become a chore to you? Like, here we go again. Like, this is just one of my duties of being in a relationship, of being in a marriage, where I have to, like, it's something I have to do. It's a chore, just like I fucking hate washing dishes. I hate sucking my man's dick, or vice versa, you know, the same. That takes the magic away from it. It distorts the essence of what this true expression and connection is like wanting to be. So this is, you know, like, we're assessing right here. Like, where are you at in all of these? Maybe you're in none of these categories. Maybe you're like, no, goddess, like, I prioritize my pleasure. I got my shit in order. I consciously choose pleasure over situations that are going to not be pleasurable. Like, I prioritize my partner in pleasing them and pleasing myself, in learning about myself, And if you're there, congratulations to you. And if you have any tips to share with me, please slide into my DMs and let me know what you do to prioritize your pleasure. Because I'm always down to learn and try different things, right? So let me know. Okay, so let me see. Where am I? Chores, duties. Oh my God, I don't want to do this. And I think the part of the reason that that happens is because of how we view intimacy, right? Like, if we start viewing it from a place of like, it's a routine, this is what we do, we're choosing not to invest time. We're choosing not to grow and learn. We're choosing to stay in the same place. And it's like, make sure you put that birthday head on your calendar because you've been looking forward to it all year long. I hope she doesn't gag. I hope he doesn't gag. Sad life. I really hope none of y'all are living that existence. If you are, know that you have the opportunity to change that. You can change that at any minute, at any point. You get to choose the type of life that you want, the type of sexual expression that you want. Of course, when you're in partnership, it takes two people. But the key is always to start with yourself. The answer is always with yourself. What are you willing to do? How are you willing to learn? How are you willing to change? And not just blame each other, you know, be open and being accept responsibility for how you have, where you have placed pleasure in your life. Accept that responsibility. Some of us are like, well, I don't have a partner, so why? I don't need to worry about any of that. But like, no, you need to continue to feed your sexual desires, explore your sexual desires, even when you're alone, even if you're choosing not to connect with somebody else. You have to keep your fantasies going. You have to keep your you have to keep the energy flowing. It's just like anything else. You have to nurture it, like for it to grow. So again, I'm not here to judge because let me tell you, I have been in some of those situations before. Y'all know I used to be a prude. Y'all know I was married I was in a long-term marriage that did not prioritize pleasure. So again, I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm just here to say, like, if this is something that you want and you want to strive for this, like, consider all the ways that it can help and it can change your life. So my invitation for you tonight is to open your mind, open your body to the idea that being in tune with your body and with your pleasure improves all areas of your life, especially the places where you're seeking growth, that what we talked about, like the body, the mind, the spirit, being in tune with ourselves and our erotic energy, supports growth in all of those areas. For example, like when you're able to be present with your body, you benefit physically, mentally, and spiritually. For example, your body is going to benefit from all of the pleasure hormones that are just rushed and are released in your body. It's also a form of exercise. Depending how far you want to go with your intimacy and expressing your erotic energy, you have to condition for certain things. And I'm not just talking about BDSM or Kama Sutra, but you know, you want to be able to have some stamina to do the things that you want to do. So it helps improve when it comes to, you know, your body. Mentally, it can help you reach like clarity, helps you to refocus. How many of us have ever been like in a rut and you're like, oh my God, I just need to rub one out real quick, clear my mind, and then just come back to this? You can do that, but be intentional and be present. I feel like that would be my suggestion. Also, spiritually, it brings you in connection to source with your divine sacred energy. Overall, it infuses your creativity, your ability to connect, to create, to build, to imagine, to dream. All of those things can be wrapped up in pleasure. Why are we not prioritizing it? Choose pleasure. Choose pleasure. One of my goals and one of my desires, or I should say one of my desires for 2022 is to encourage us to choose pleasure, to encourage us to prioritize it, encourage us to use it as a tool to grow and to learn about ourselves, first and foremost about ourselves, because you're the longest lover you're ever going to have. The strongest relationship you have in your life should be with yourself, definitely. And then with the people that who you choose to invite in your life, whether it be a romantic partner, whether it's a friendship, whether it's with your family, your children, the more in tune and connected you are with yourself, the better overall person you're going to be, I think. So now what I want to do is I want to just invite you to just sit in this energy of exploration and growth, and invite you to get yourself to a place where you're not going to be interrupted. It's not so much a meditation, but we're going to go over some erotic affirmations. So find a spot where you're not going to be interrupted. Grab some water. Put the cock blockers to bed. And I want to intention us to be in a space of openness. Again, in a space of exploration, growth, open-mindedness. I'm going to ask that we take a deep breath in through our nose, nice and slow. And hold. And slowly release through the mouth. This next breath that we take in, I want you to bring it in through your sex. Nice and slow. Have it rise up through your core. And you're going to hold it in your heart space and breathe in. Tightening your core as it comes up to your heart space and hold. And exhale. And we're going to do this one more time. Slowly in through the nose. And we're going to bring this up to our crown chakra and take a breath in through the nose. Hold at the top. And as you exhale, allow any sound to emerge. And I invite you to be in this energy of the present moment with your body. Listen to these affirmations. If you feel called, if they resonate, if they vibrate, if they tickle any part of your body, I invite you to say it with me. I am in gratitude of my sexual power. I give myself permission to tap into and play freely in my erotic energy. Allow your hands and body to just move and touch however they see fit. Whatever is alive for you, there's no right or wrong way to express yourself. Every part of you is valid here. I nurture my erotic evolution. I am safe to explore my erotic energy. My desires are worthy of exploration. My body deserves to be pleasured. I love that one. My body deserves to be pleasured. Pleasure is a portal of growth. I am an erotic and sensual being. I prioritize pleasure. I prioritize my pleasure. I prioritize my lover's pleasure. I prioritize my play partner's pleasure. I am worthy of exploring my needs, wants, and deepest desires. Not just the surface ones, the ones that go really deep, the ones that might make you nervous, even scare you a little bit. Those are all worthy of exploration. I am tuned in to my erotic power. What does that feel like in your body when you say that? I am tuned in to my erotic power. How do you feel? Where's the vibration in your body? My erotic power is potent and endless. Sure is. I own my erotic power and pleasure. I choose erotic adventure. I like that one. I didn't think I was going to have that reaction to like laugh, but it got me giggly and excited. I express my erotic energy through my smile, my touch, my taste, and my sounds. Think about that. Think about sounds. What does your body feel like when you imagine hearing the moans of your lover? What places light up when you hear that? Just imagine. I know you can. I know it's ingrained in your mind. Think of one of your lovers and how their moans affect your energy and your vibration. Now imagine what your moans do to them, or your sounds, your touch, your taste, your smile. Think of your lover's smile, one of your lover's smile, all of your lover's smiles, your play partners, your kinky boos, your kinky bays. I am in tune with my erotic rhythm. I like that. I grow my erotic intuition through exploration. I am open to my erotic wisdom. Yes. Affirming that I am open to my erotic wisdom. My erotic exploration opens doors. Yes, it does. My erotic power is ready to be unleashed. Yes. There's no holding back, baby. It's 2022, the year of Venus. My erotic energy creates, builds, and fulfills. And I prioritize pleasure. Ask your body how it's feeling at this moment. Just going with the flow, the power of the words that were just spoken. Allow these affirmations to penetrate your body and fill you vibrationally. Take with you what resonates. And you can come back to these as many times as you'd like, baby. I'd also encourage you to create your own erotic affirmations, those that fit your goals. As your desires evolve and change and grow, you're going to find affirmations that are more fitting to what it is that you want to explore and where you want to be. I hope that this left you feeling hot and juicy. I know it did for me, or at least a little bit warmer than when we got started. Thank you for joining me for this first episode of 2022. Once again, I just like to thank our sponsors, DSLEPS Beauty Bar. Get to it already. Pamper yourself with some of the hottest nail techs, baby. Do it. What are you waiting for? Also, make sure to prioritize yourself with some crystal pleasure tools from yours truly. Remember that 10% promo for the month of January. We will be seeing you next week with the live episode. We're here every Wednesday at 9 p.m. live on the Good News Radio and on Lotus Hustle YouTube channel or TGN Latinx. Close the episode like we do every time, baby. Remember to play with your body every night so that you know your body and you know what you like. The wise words from my badass mama. Till next time. Besitos. Let me shut this down. Okay. We did it on Spreaker. YouTube. You know, I appreciate you so much. It was a great episode. You know, it's just a something short solo session with Goddess. I hope that you enjoyed it. And please let me know how these affirmations go for you. And catch me next week.